Well, greetings, everyone. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here with us tonight. Glad to have you aboard. Joining me tonight is my good friend Robert. We're going to go to part three of Police State 2005. Robert, looks like that today in the news with the announcement, surprise, surprise, North Korea, one of the most feared regimes on the earth, signed the non-proliferation treaty, so to speak, in a certain way, and now they violated that, and we've got a problem, Mr. Bush has on his hand. And Robert, with the population of increase in the earth, the oils to run the world are being depleted, 20 years, in fact. We could be at the mercy of no oil unless we take measures in our own hands. And let me give you a conditioning, Robert, for this present age. Population modification by selective genocide, along with controlled breeding patterns, genetic engineering, birth control, abortion, sterilizations, non-lethal civilian targeted biowarfare, central to all of the philosophy of a police state. Are we headed this way?
Well, is there anything restricted from man? Well, I doubt it. I'd say, for the most part, the man wants to know something, all he has to do is put his eyes toward it and search it, find it, understand it, dissect it. Not only that, be able to architecture it into a writing that another person could understand, articulate it.
Father, we've been so conditioned with our, our technology, our war. I mean, we don't have to send major troops like in World War II, where we had to have a lot of bodies on the scene. Now we've got to have as about 50 to 100 good F-16s and enough guided bombs to go in, and we can systematically pinpoint, take apart, destroy, annihilate, whatever we want to. And, of course, Saddam Hussein has been targeted as a tyrant, a threat to national security. It's been played up, major overplayed. The Bush administration now has got a dilemma. We got North Korea now with nuclear weapons and a mission. What we got going here, Robert? The conditioning of the mind to be fearful, apprehensive, and looking for a big brother and a police state protection?
Submissive. Well, when you look at the basic infrastructure of man and its origin of man, and even in the concepts of evolution and even in the concepts of creation, you find one characteristic that is in common, and that, some form of control by man is supposed over another part of life. For example, man over woman. A tedious issue. But yet it is the first time that most of the people who understand anything about our origin, not whether it be Christian, Allah, Buddha. These are not those issues. We're actually going back to the concept of the idea of an origin.
Origin. Well, Bush's dilemma here, Robert, if he pushes Saddam into a corner, and he has, let's say it's a surprise. North Korea's got atomic weapons of mass destruction. They suspect that that's the reason they're going in to get Saddam before he gets to that stage. Why did they sit by when Bush himself listed North Korea as one of the seven wicked nations on the earth with potential threats to promote terrorism, which North Korea has a record and Iraq has none. What's the deal here, Robert? We're going to let... And now the talk is that they're going to pay them off to quit making weapons they've already got. Come on.
Well, there could be a serious side to some of the perspectives that you presented there. There could be some serious sides. The serious side is we that grew up from the 1950s through today, you know, that generation, which is mostly baby boomers, we were conditioned to fear the atomic bomb. We were the first generation of people who had to get underneath their desk in grade school because there's an atomic bomb coming.
Well, now that went away. Of course, you know, cities were said
to... Well, did it because cities also built...
bomb shelters.
Yeah.
Practice. And now... Robert, they're saying that these inadequate shelters were never adequate to start with. Come on, get real.
No, it's just that we never sold the technology that was an obsolete to begin with.
Ah, I see.
That doesn't make it stupid.
Well, approval for military action from Mr. Bush has fallen from 57% down to 53%, down to now 49%, and I suspect, Robert, with the announcement that North Korea has nuclear weapons with a delivery system that could strike Japan and maybe portions of Alaska, are we to be alarmed or what? Now, if we go in there to disarm
that
him...
sounds like a pretty silly thing to start with. When you think about the neutralization of any opposing force that has that much magnitude of influence over any nationality, you have to think that haven't we learned enough from the aspects of destruction of history to learn that if we keep repeating certain types of destructive resolutions, even though there is a Texan in office, and I understand that's very traditional for them, and I know they don't want to break that code.
No, don't look like I'm going to.
No.
Major buildup, Robert. All military. Right. Bluffing here?
No, let's give him his trophy and let him go and...
Let him get his oil jug filled, and
the
Bush family could live for another 200 years, offspring.
Right,
if they can keep them out of jail, off of cocaine and off the drugs. Look like the girls are a little bit naughty. One just sent to jail today, Robert, down in Florida, and Jeb Bush's daughter.
There's a lot of people being thrown in jail every single day, and there's no reason to pick on anybody who is.
Oh, dear one. Well, we suspect she'll get probably...
I want to make a statement that a lot of crimes, if you look at the books today, what laws are imposing on our citizenships in this country, you're going to find that the state is usually the victim. and that is the collectiveness of you. And so if the collectiveness of you and your voting system and your laws that impose upon you is your imprisonment, that was my idea that came to my mind when you said that.
Police state. Now, Robert, we see these policemen combing meticulously for a spent shell casing. We see mass interstate traffic snarls because police are looking for a certain particular vehicle. Then the next day it changes to another vehicle.
Well, there's going to be madnesses within any society. There's going to be people that are going to grow up in cells, not just so much like a cell, like a cubicle, but cells of a collectiveness that has certain cost-of-fund indexes around them, and how much the value of the property that you have underneath your feet has for you to exist. And if those imbalances were to occur, basically, you know, we would call that a ghetto in the worst situation.
You got that right.
Now, when you look at communism, and then you compare it to democracy with certain economic rules applied to it, they could be the worst form of communism on the face of the earth.
Ah!
Democracy with economic rules. It's a republic. One of the ideas of substantiating the existence of a republic.
Well, we certainly know that we are not involved in a republic now.
Well, we might be, but we might have to look at the idea that the Republic of Texas has never failed, even beyond the Alamo. That was a battle of the war, but Texas won its borders and its boundaries. And
now they're being overrun with
Mexican. It is a republic.
Yes.
It is a republic, and right now there is
a republic. It is a republic.
Is in our office.
Being filled up with demons. Democratic rule.
Rule.
Isn't that the plan of immigration, Robert? Let's go from immigration here, Robert, over to vaccinations.
Let's freeze on immigrations.
Oh, okay.
Why invite somebody in to hit them in the head with a club? That wouldn't make any sense.
Let's give them the hotels, the motels. Let's let them run them. Let's give them small business loans. Encourage them to come over. They don't need no green card now. Just if they get caught over here, nobody's going to send you back.
Well, as far as the...
Get real. They're not going to do that.
Well, but the first time of the appearance of the Indian nation to ancient Israel was some of the teachings that they carried at that day and age, which we study today as being the Kama Sutra.
Yes.
And that influence had a great deal to affect with their ancient ancestors, well, just as much as Hollywood has to us today.
Well, at this point, somebody better begin to say something. We need to yank the chain somewhere. And Robert, it stands to reason that 911, the questions, was these government orchestrated events? Did they know prior? And now, right today, we see the FBI and the CIA in their testimonies being reprimanded because there was no reprimands in the agencies concerning the failure of our great intelligence gathering apparatuses that we've got, the FBI and CIA. They didn't know anything. Come on, Robert. We know better, right?
Well, I think the issue that's at hand has always been the idea of communication, the ability to forewarn. And I think that's why Paul Revere is such an important part of our childhood stories that we read in our early days of read this lesson, all right? I mean, how many Paul Revere lessons have you heard?
Plenty.
Had enough yet?
Well, I wonder where he's at today. I mean...
He's right in front of you, and that's really what you said. The greatest intelligence on the face of the earth would seek at this point would have to be the ability to communicate. Whether it be a cell of individuals that would collect in a like-mindedness, or...
Communicate, Robert? Is that what's lacking here? Failure to communicate? Where is the information for the communication? You've got to have information.
That's what we have given up.
Ah.
I mean... major issue of 911 at this point is how many and who is talking about doing what that could cause harm to someone else in our country.
So then, therefore, we are forced through fear, panic, confusion.
Well, I think you could probably look at the NRA with a proposal at this point and say, hey, if someone raises their gun against another person in their community, it's for a just reason. And that just reason is for their constitutional rights.
So Second Amendment rights would mean...
Yes, and anyone outside of that, meaning armed robbery and anything else, that it would have to identify that our nation within ourselves are suffering deaths greater than in numbers that have been experienced in our last war, Vietnam.
But Robert, what about these...
Well,
what about these individuals running around all over the country now shooting people down? Well, but...
what people?
Yeah, well, we can't find them. I mean, we can't locate him. We can't find guy gets away.
I mean,
he's killing nine people. He's
denying victims.
Is it something that is orchestrated again in mind control?
Are you going to find him on the ninth one? Are you going to find him on the ninth one? Isn't the ninth the number nine, the termination of all numbers on the numerical scales?
Yeah, if he goes to 10, I mean, we're back to the drawing board here.
Well, the extrapolation of 9 is 9 and 9 is 18. 1 and 8 is 9. 18 and 18 is 36. 36 is 9. Well, the theory of 9 will always reduce itself to 9.
True.
Now, we see... And we have seen, and if you remember back to all these catastrophes, if you're following all these things, and if you think all these horrible things that's happening to people, you're going to find the number 13 to present itself several times. All throughout history.
Well, Robert, let me ask you a question here at this point. Dr. Gary did the show last night on... vaccination control tied in with the police state and the New World Order. Do we have to have mass control, and do we have to have these individual acts of violence and terrorism to support taking away your Second Amendment rights to protect your own self? But we need Big Brother to watch us. He needs more laws. And we're in the midst of a police state within a police state?
I apologize for jumping in there, but the idea came to my mind very quick with what you were saying. We allow for certain people into our country. One thing we have to do is allow for the idea that we have certain border patrol protections. If these border patrol protections and the immigration nationalization cannot enforce the weaknesses of Border Patrol failures, then there is a significant problem within our society, which means we have illegal people working within our country that are not paying their fair share in taxes. Not really. and then we have our own people who want to cheat. And we're given a system that allows both to exist. really, when you look at it, it's really unconstitutional. But what are we going to do? Go and fight for it?
Well, that's the question here.
I'm not picking up the idea of going and fight for it, but the idea of really looking at the real issue at hand. Is there the type of influence over the populace that can...
Be accountable, okay. Well, now we've got the possibility here, Robert, of the Pentagon. The news is on CNN that the Pentagon may assist in the sniper hunt and a U.S. military and all of its sophisticated hardware, the biotech industry will come down hard, and we are going to solve this because we've got the surveillance equipment to monitor from there, rifle discharges.
All right. At this point, the only way that the military could actually respond to this would be by satellite surveillance of, well, when you look at triangulation, I mean, how do you find a sniper? Now, where do snipers hide? Usually above their prey, usually. And then we look at that, and then you look at the pattern in which a sniper is following, too. I'm going to use the word falling to is because, well, that is, he is going to fall to his own self, and this is not a good approach, and this is something about this particular sniper.
Well, of course, they, you know, Robert, if we get the military involved, it conflicts our laws. Some laws going to have to come down. Papi comitatus, the military is not to interfere with the civilian laws that are designed for the purpose of not getting this powerful military machine involved in civilian affairs. We are supposed to be able to police our own self with...
Well, we're back to the words of police again, and that is the major issue. We have been under the police state of the British Empire for many, many, many years. The American Revolution never gave us anything but our written agreement. But our Bill of Rights came from France. If you look at the history books, you'll find that that Thomas Jefferson had just returned back from France. At the time he presented the Bill of Rights.
Ah.
But when did the Louisiana Purchase occur?
Well, it was after 1776, of course.
Well, until then, France had its hand in our country.
Mm-hmm. In competition with Great Britain? Or in...
Competition. Within... idealisms agreed upon at the time that represented their interest at the time in this country.
Wait a minute here, Robert. Are you saying we're going back to...
No, we're not going back. We never came out of.
Oh, I see. We didn't come out, so we can't go back.
Well,
we've never been released from the crown.
Well, if you think about it, at the sale of Louisiana Purchase, have we given up their French influences or just given up and bought their land and took the bill of goods, kind of the influences that remained.
Well, Constitution. Let me give you something that that Governor Glendon is using the sniper now as an excuse to ban firearm hunting in four metro counties around Washington D.C. area. Robert, sounds like to me if a conditioning fact: one county, two counties, three counties, and then the whole nation. Come on, we'll see you. After the break, we're coming right back. Yahweh bless. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call Night. My guest, Robert, got a question for you. In Russia, Russia's largest newspaper today said, Pravda, America, the world's worst enemy. Robert, what are they talking about here?
Ouch, how rude. I'm supposed to, information that comes out of Russia sometimes can kind of be delayed. That could have been their attitude 6 years ago, and we're just now hearing about it. You know, the Iron Curtain thing.
And probably is.
Yeah.
They were right then, and there right now. Is that right?
Yeah, maybe they're waiting for somebody else to pick a fight based upon old information.
Well, Robert, let's go back to the real reason for our message tonight, police state 3, year 2005. We're predicting, Robert, here on the show that by the year 2005, that the Second Amendment right to bear arms will probably be history, as it is going today. Now they are restricting counties that you cannot have firearms. I mean, you can't go hunting. Let's say you can't carry your rifle out and hunt in these four counties right now, because that's a threat. Because we've got one lone gunman out there. We can't have any public functions outside. Schools are in a panic. Places of business, outside cafeterias or cafes are closed. No business. People are they're not safe, Robert. This pitiful old woman at the gas station, bent over trying to seek protection at the gas pumps, because many of the victims of the sniper has been at gas pumps, and now the last one at, get this now, to invade our Home Depot, Robert, the world's largest supplier to build safe, convenient, warm, secure homes, and we're not even safe going to the Home Depot anymore? Come on.
It's a bad way to look at the fact that, well, there are problems in any collectiveness of people. And we're trying to find a majority rule, even if only enough strength has to occur to accumulate 6%.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like a basic quorum. I think for the most part, if we get caught up in these stories, then, well, you're caught up in these stories. The most things that people can idealize with around them are everyday life. And we're finding that everyday life is filled with type of chaos that can only be solved by the type of person that could even influence this type of chaos. And that's kind of like a president. Are we looking for our solutions to come from our infliction?
Well, Robert, the amount of the military involvement coming in now, even at home, the word homeland security now is being played up every day in the press. We need someone to protect us from these type of individuals. Robert, is this a timely scenario here, a sniper loose?
The sniper is not taking on you and I, we hope. We hope he's not taking on anyone else from this point on. But it only takes one to influence many. And a president should understand this type of influence that they have in the world.
Now, wait a minute.
They understand also that the people of the world could understand that he'd have that much kind of influence.
Wait a minute here, Robert. Are you saying that influences many, that possibly this one lone gunman...
This had better not be another Pearl Harbor.
Uh-huh.
A failed mechanism. They're saying that because of the failed mechanisms, that because we didn't have enough surveillance over every individual's lives in our country. All right. Why does this mechanism exist? It's because the mechanism had to exist because it was created, because the borders were opened through NAFTA.
Uh-huh.
They have been opened through poor border control, poor national immigration policies, the inability of, to enforce, because once you begin the investigation, it just seems to will keep you going, and how can you end an investigation that has a continuance?
Well, now, since we've got this this thread of biochemical warfare looming, you know, it's possible that there could be a smallpox outbreak. We've got to get everybody immunized here, Robert, and my question to you, do you feel that the contents of these viruses that's been produced?
Well, when you look at the advent of what advances most civilizations into technological presence, meaning the ability to communicate, communicated information much faster than Paul Revere may had, or any of the other patriots influence. But when you look at communications and the ability to get information from place to place, and the ability to investigate that information, and that is the price that we're paying right now for something that, well, if it turns out to be another questionable event like the assassination of any of the Kennedys, the anything that could lead to further conspiracy, what type of footprint is this person leaving in the image of many of the people that are observing his behavior following the Gulf Wars?
Well, is this going to be a wholesale when Big Brother says, you know, like in the communist countries when they had to stand in line for groceries and, you know, and that they were guarded by soldiers to make sure that they were safe? And, Robert, communist Russia became the safest country in the world in the 50s to up until the 80s. By sheer military presence of this dictator-type communist government, are we bound to go that way because we fear for our inability to protect ourselves? Therefore, we are looking for Big Brother, and that we would have a what we call a democracy-turned communist country, or are we communists turning into a democracy?
Well, when you're looking at a republic, then you're looking at the influence of the, a wealthy individual that could enforce the ideas of certain economic policies. That goes pretty far back in the influences of where we came from economically. The idea is where we're going to go economically. And our walls and our greatest prisons that circumference us today is economics. And when certain laws can be enacted upon the populace to take from them economics, to penalize them, and that for the most part, the only enemy is the state, in which we say we are the
corrupt. The only enemy is the state?
In most situations, and if you go and look at the case law that is presented every day before a judge, you will find that the enemy is mostly the state.
Well, Robert, here's an interesting bit of news. We know that you don't cross the intelligence community. We know certain instances. I think you named the Kennedys and others. But ABC News today just released the latest sniper victim actually worked for the FBI. Any connections? Coincidence?
I'm certainly going to be some major investigation on that idea. It's a new idea to me, and based upon the information I have at this point, this fellow certainly understands his firearms.
He knows them well, don't he?
Yeah.
We're talking about a trained terrorist.
Well, what we have here are net. But imagine a spider that would build a net in order to catch prey.
Okay.
Now, that net works like this. If something were to fly into that net or fall into that net, it would vibrate.
Ah.
But every connection that that net has to something that it built the nest from,
I think,
too, then it would respond with an equal type of energy. Well, in this situation, that same idealism exists, that this individual's life is connected to something. Even if it is going out and buying a light bulb that would fit this particular type of automobile. Now, it's apparent that the FBI's type of bill would probably be collecting that kind of information at this point.
Well, Robert, it's been reported that the sniper may not even be using a rifle at all. He may be using other means. I think that made the news rounds today, that he may be actually some other type of weapon. But doesn't matter, it is a weapon, and
what
he's killed nine people. Alcohol killed 57,000 people related to death, alcohol related, Robert. Drugs killed another 200,000 related to drug taking, and nobody's panicking over that deal. But nine people goes down with a bullet, and everybody panics. We have laws changed. Right now, they're authorizing raids in the Maryland area and the state. The governor's done declared that hunting guns are banned for the time being. You can't go hunting. What else we got going on here, Robert? What's going to be next at the local supermarket? A scan card, a chip? Please stay.
If the issue of a police state happens to be imminent danger resulting into an implant of a chip, I would want to be the first ones to look at systems that are engineered to, well, control those chips, to record the chip's information. In order to create a collectiveness that would buy voting, say how much information is available from this chip, and to whom and what source is asking. That is the only mechanism that I can see that the entire human race can step forward. But it has to step forward and protect it. It can't pretend that it's not important because of the daily activities and everything they got to do. They have to get this kid to soccer. They have to, you know, but these things are great. These are the things that make us what we are as a whole. But meanwhile, back at the ranch, we lose our grounding and we find ourselves perplexed by these external influences that are so manipulative to control our economics.
Well, Robert, the organizer of National Ammunition Day is calling on the nation's gun owners to show the gun grabbers and the nanny legislatures just how many Second Amendment supporters are out there. So then, on November the 19th, here's what he's suggesting, Robert. He is suggesting that at least 75 million gun owners visit the local gun shops, sporting goods, and hardware, and purchase every round of ammunition to store on the shelves. Robert, is this really reverse psychology?
Psychology?
Well, here's my take on this. If 75 million people are now armed to the teeth because, listen to this now, people living in the four surrounding counties, this is a statistic that's just in today. New York Post has reported that applications for concealed weapon permits in these counties surrounding the sniper shootings, that concealed weapon permits have skyrocketed 500%, and people are fearful by buying more guns, storing more ammo, And it does this work into the hands of the police state to provoke this fear, have people to buy the ammo and the guns, and then say, well, it's all more reason for us to all turn in our guns because too many are armed, too much ammunition is out there, and it always gets in the hands of the wrong person.
Well, buddy, when you look at these type of circumstances that can fall upon a people, you could look back at the days of kings and queens, and they would send messages out into the fields of the peasants saying, beware of the enemy over the hill. They will come and take everything you have and put you to work for them. All right? And defend your land and die because I'm your king. I'm telling you, this is a problem. You better defend yourself. And that type of mentality has been imposed over most people from one age to another. And we're hearing the same thing now today. And why are we protecting ourselves? And why are we protecting ourselves from what? And what is the issue of this gunman?
Well, gun control advocates, Robert, and this will turn out to be the issue. The raging debates are starting in Congress. They're already bringing up the Bush lawyers are coming in.
Well, I have an idea.
What's that?
I have an idea. Information systems that could be to where you can serialize a camera scope to your gun, and if that gun is ever picked up, there are satellite communications directly to that gun, which would create a video to what is on the other side of that barrel.
Okay. In other words, it would video the actual user or the one it's pointed at, the victim.
Yes. Well, I would like to revert back a little bit more to the family issue at this point as to if someone who is unauthorized or should not be playing with a gun picks one up, then notification could provide that this gun has been picked up and is pointing at what you see.
Well, and Robert, the data bank for that would be in Big Brother's hands.
Would it?
Wouldn't
it? I don't know. It sounds like something that a corporation should do.
Oh, a corporation. Well, that's
But isn't that a battlefront right now in front of
possibly
Bush? Didn't Enron fall? Didn't Paragon fall? Didn't some of the major corporations fall? And isn't there an attack against the representation of the CEO of a company, the CFO of a company, the officers of a corporation? Aren't they accountable for the monies that have been just stolen from us?
Robert, the airtime for the media and the Jewish-controlled media that we've got going on today gave more play airtime today, actually, in reality, to a football game brawl where about 75 of the parents that were watching their children, young children, play football, had a brawl upon the field, and there was approximately 97 minutes given to the brawl of kicking and beating each other and pulling hair and women slapping each other with pocketbooks than the actual debate in the Congress about fingerprinting, Robert, of all things. Listen to this now. Gun control advocates are taking advantage of the wave of sniper killings in the D.C. area by pressing for ballistic fingerprinting of firearms, so then...
That's a good system. That is a good system. But the only thing is, excuse me, gunman, stop for a moment. I need you to put your fingerprint here before you go shoot this person. I don't think it's going to happen, personally. But if they can substantiate that the idea that a gunman is going to stop long enough to put his thumbprint somewhere... Well, hey, I want to hear it. I mean, so you get a gun, now you put your thumbprint. So before, you got a gun, you put your signature. Well, people are dead And the idea of being dead is it doesn't matter what puts you there, whether it's a 12-year-old with a gun in her hand or a foreign nationality or just a deranged individual that just puts you away. You're just as dead either way. And that is no way for, well, as odd as it may sound, a civilization to live. And apparently it's showing that there's a great deal of decay.
Mm.
Well, apparently, it seems like this decay is greater than just our own country. It looks like it's the world. It's just total decay and mayhem and strength, ego, power, glory. Everybody's missing the whole point of life.
Well, Robert, I've got one more little tidbit for you to comment on before we get out of here. Time's gone here. President Clinton, former Clinton, was, of all things, he was initiated, or he was actually given a membership into the Black Arkansas thing. A liberal Democrat that helped the black cause. And here today, our president has just granted Ariel Sharon 2 weeks advance notice. If the United States attacks Iraq, Israel will have an advanced 2 weeks notice. Robert, I guarantee you that Sharon will know that.
I have an attitude problem right now. I have an attitude problem right now with it. Why is it that if their president says, well, I will reveal this to the world and the person supposed to hear it, 2 week notice. Sodom and Sam, I'm going to come and hit you in the nose in 2 weeks. I swear I will. I'm a Texan. All right? That's what I'm hearing.
Well,
if you create a
what was Sharon's favorite, this famous quote now he's infamous for? We tell America what to do. In other words, Robert?
Well, yeah, but I'm not too making a joke out of it yet.
Well, I want to tell you that Sharon and Israel will know when we're going to attack Iraq before the president knows it. That's my point. And so then we've got a major conspiracy going on here, ladies and gentlemen. We're going after the oil. It's already a done deal. We are getting ready for the Bush family, Robert. They need another 200 years of all the young folks coming behind them, so
well,
they got to guarantee oil money.
Yes.
Coming in here, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to call us tonight, that's area code 423-626-2172. You can write me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Or you can email me at Buddy, B-U-D-D-Y, at www.gap.net. That's all you'll need to get in here tonight. I'd like to thank my colleague, Dr. Gary, for doing last night's show while I was out of town at a meeting. And we would also like to thank all of those that commented about the show today. Robert, a lot of concern about the Police State 2000, and we're coming into some type of orchestrated New World Order, and America will be the final victim before the New World Order takes over and runs the world and not this nation. We've done signed a blank check for them, Robert. They're in here. It's no doubt. Chinese, we're going to talk about next week the Chinese threat. That's coming in. If you'd like to call my sponsor, Dr. Gary, tonight, I would appreciate that. Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. And Dr. Jack, 1-888-281-7320. Toll free, Miracle 2. Get yours while you can. You might need it in the smallpox areas of your soon-coming Police Day 2005. Pastor Buddy, we're going to see you tomorrow night here at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So, Yahweh bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Call, live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.